Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you want to call in at any time, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, and we're seeing a whole lot of that today. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. This is the radio show also where we know and are educated to understand that the Bible is the rock upon which the Republic rests. I wanted to highlight something really quick because I want to get into this, because there's just, again, a lot of stuff to cover. And I just noticed this online because I am in the state of Minnesota, and we are dealing with heavy smoke here in the state of Minnesota. As a matter of fact, when we were noticing it just the other day, we thought it was basically mist coming up from the earth there, some sort of fog, because we live by so many lakes. And with that said, we noticed that it didn't go away. We walked outside, we could smell that it was smoke, and you could see that there's a little yellow tinge to it, a little golden tinge to it. So something wasn't right. So we didn't have sun for 2 days. And what is just crazy about all this, friends, especially with this whole plandemic, and now they're trying to push it forward, the coronavirus, the plandemic, the narrative failed. It failed a long time ago. I told you it failed a long time ago. People are starting to figure out that it failed a long time ago. People are starting to figure out that what we told them was the truth, and what the mainstream media has been telling them has been untruth. But again, there's no truth in them. John 8:44, and the fact of the matter is, you should know better than that. But now here we are. Now they're talking about a Delta variant because the coronavirus failed. You get the point, right? Well, what's interesting in this conversation is how the Lord brings things to the light. Luke 12:2. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known. The truth is going to come to the surface, like it or not. The bad guys cannot suppress it. They can suppress it for so long before it comes to the surface. And this is the mercy of God now looking to the church to keep his commandments and bring these corrupt people to judgment. Now, why am I saying that? Well, if you're on social media platforms right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe to the page, go to the right side of the page, click on to Tim Brown's morning show, my afternoon show from 2 to 3 Central Standard Time, Monday through Friday, Saturdays from 2 to 4. You can also go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, and check out social media platforms. If you're listening to us in one of the 153 cities, worry not. I'll narrate, okay? You just can't see the visual. I'll give it to you. I'll paint the picture. I'll do the best that I can. So let me go there. Wisconsin Public Radio just published, as wildfires ravage Canada and western U.S., Wisconsin's air quality is challenged, okay? Now pay attention to what I just said and teeing up what I'm about to tell you. So one of these rangers was asked the question, should we worry about what's in the air, the air quality? Should we worry about it? And this ranger said, no, there's nothing to worry about. And someone says, well, you know what, but what if I wear a mask? And the ranger said, well, the mask's not going to stop the smoke from going in. Can anybody put two and two together? I mean, when the manufacturers tell the American people and people on a global basis that these masks don't work, they don't prevent disease, but yet they put them on anyways because the powers that are tolerated tell them to. Many people need to come now to the realization that the manufacturers are telling you that they don't work. They blurt the truth out in their confusion like they did again. And this is nothing more than a sign of compliance. That's all this is. Okay? And now it's going forward. As a matter of fact, it's going forward into the People's Senate in Washington, D.C. And I want you to check this out really quick. It is actually none other than Congressman Thomas Massey. We think he's done some good things, and we want to show you as to what is taking place, in fact, in Washington, D.C. right now, because now they're attacking their own. This is what the mob does, like Bugsy Siegel said, right? The guy that started Las Vegas, what, 70, 80 years ago? You know, he's the guy that erected the Flamingo. That was the first hotel to go up. He said, we only kill our own. Well, guess what? It's starting to happen right in front of our faces right now. I want you to check this out. It's an interview on Fox News, and I want you to listen to what Thomas Massey has to say to you and to me.
Voices on opposition to the mandate. He joins me now. You have been fine, sir. Good morning. Thank you for being here today. You're now suing Speaker Pelosi. She makes the rules.
Amen.
Go ahead and make your case, sir. What is it?
Well, before I get into the details of our case, let me tell you what the fight's about. It's a fight that's going on all over America. They're going to do this to our kids. They're going to do it to our soldiers, and they're going to do it to you at work. They're going to make you wear a mask even if you're vaccinated. So Pelosi fined us for $500 each. There are other litigants on this case. And she's taking it directly out of our salary, which runs contrary to the Constitution.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, the courts usually won't get involved in these squabbles inside the House. But when they violate the Constitution, we believe the courts are going to take this case up because of the way in which she's collecting the fine.
Okay, the 27th Amendment forbids, like,
you see where this is going, friends?
Of a acting member of Congress, right? And the reason I understand that went in there is because they wanted to prevent lawmakers from giving themselves a raise midterm, and that's the case you're making. But now that she's reinitiated the mask mandate, will you now back down and wear one?
Hell no, I'm not backing down. In fact, I'm not wearing one. If she wants to find me again, and we may have more co-litigants in this case, more plaintiffs. I've got people asking if they can join the lawsuit now.
All right, so then she'd probably call you a moron. I mean, that's
you know what
she said yesterday.
You know what? A year ago, she called me a dangerous nuisance on national television.
Yep.
So I took it as a compliment. If she had just called me a nuisance, I'd have been offended. But she knows we're effective. And she reinstituted this mask mandate the day after we filed the case in federal court. We'll take it all the way to the Supreme Court if we have to. She's a tyrant and a hypocrite.
That's right.
A tyrant.
Yes, okay? She is. She is.
No love lost between the two of you. Listen to the clips going back to December of last year. A very specific question about how this is.
Okay, so what I want to do is I'm going to narrate real quick on the other side of this heartbreak. I'm going to bring this back up. But notice how when it comes to what's going on in the House, all of a sudden things start to get real serious. Remember back in Vietnam, it was okay for 58,151 boys to die in an unconstitutional war. But wasn't it interesting when the lottery came up concerning congressmen and the representatives and their children, their numbers began to come up, the Vietnam War stopped. So don't be surprised as to what happens here. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I don't want to go back to this. 1-866-582-9933. Don't be silent, friends. That's your problem. Again, don't be silent, Americans. That's your problem. We have 153 cities listening right now. You've made us the number one and the number two show. There were 63,000 people on my show alone yesterday on one outlet, and you're silent. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, folks, if you want to call in, and you want to bring something to the table, pro or con, it matters not. Go ahead and give us a call. We're also broadcasting into 53 countries. We'd love to hear from one of those 53 countries that is, in fact, listening unto us now. It's a toll-free call, 1-866-582-9933. I was just highlighting the fact that back in the 60s, friends, when Vietnam rolled out, remember when Johnson after Kennedy, oh, by the way, 2 weeks before Kennedy was assassinated, Lady Berg, the wife of that of Johnson, wrote a book stating that Johnson said 2 weeks before the assassination that that SOB will never embarrass me again. 2 weeks later, his head was blown off for the world to see. And remember, on the way back, when they were bringing the body back to D.C., it's interesting to note that Johnson was sworn in, and 2 days later, everything that Kennedy did, Johnson reversed concerning the Vietnam War. But the point that I'm trying to make is this. We lost 58,151 men in Vietnam. My cousin was there, Charles. He got killed there. And it's interesting to me how the American people don't figure this out. They want to send your boys to unconstitutional wars, but when it comes to their kids, all of a sudden the war stops. It's a little as to what's going on in parallel in D.C. now. And you can mark my words. Watch this, okay? Thomas Massie just got done stating, blank no, I'm sorry for the expletive, but that's what he said, to Pelosi's tyrannical mask mandate. It's a sign of compliance. That's all it is. They're trying to keep this narrative alive. Why? Because it's too big to just let it go. Don't you understand, friends? And I want to remind the people, if you want the answers to what's going on, then deal with them. You know the American people didn't vote them in. You know the law is on your side. You know that you're dealing with less than 1.7% of the population. And the fact of the matter is, if you want to say goodbye to your freedoms, remain silent. Keep doing what you're doing because you're doing a good job for the majority of the American people as to how do you lose your rights? Well, just shut your mouth. Just stay apathetic. Just remain tolerant. Okay? Just make yourself sheep. So the wolves devour. And look at the wolves. I'm embarrassed for the wolves that you're allowing to devour you, to say the least. But friends, how does it stop? Well, you start attacking your own, which I've told you 100,000 times, this is what's going to happen at the end of the day. And Pelosi's proven the point again. They're beginning to attack their own, just like history teaches us. Why the American people sit back and tolerate the crimes of these people bewilders me to no end. But apparently, Thomas Massie is not. Apparently, Thomas Massie is not. And can I make one more point about the Vietnam situation? Because I thought about it when I was saying it to you. You know how you end wars, friends? You send the politicians. Or you send their kids. And that's exactly what stopped the Vietnam War. And hopefully what we're seeing in parallel here in Washington, D.C., now that Pelosi's attacking her own, it's interesting to note that this will probably stop the mask mandate too. But isn't it interesting how now all of a sudden it got real serious because those in the Senate are now having to wear masks, says Pelosi. Now it's starting to hit home. See, these are the demigods that say, you know what, you do as I say, you're here to serve me, and I'm talking to you, you constituents. But when you start to attack me, then it's going to get real serious, just like it did in Vietnam. Let's watch the rest of this. And if you didn't get that parallel, which I made very clear, give me a call. Let me know what your thoughts are. 1-866-582-9933. Let's listen to the rest of this Fox News interview. It's also interesting, if I might just throw this in there before I play this out. Did you notice the anchor at Fox News when Thomas Massie called Pelosi a tyrant? Did you notice he put his head down because that was too extreme? Hey, friends, you need to understand that these news anchors at Fox News are controlled opposition as well. They bring you to the starting line and they stop and drop you right there every single time. They never make reference to the Word of God. They never make reference to the Constitution, because if they did, guess what? They would work themselves out of a job, but they're not here serving the people, as I've said so many times. They're serving their sponsors, making millions of dollars off the ignorance of the people that don't pay attention to what, in fact, it's really about. Let's go ahead and listen to the rest of this.
Evolved after this. Watch.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand it be mandatory.
We're not counting on vaccine mandates at all. That is going to be locally driven and not federally driven.
Would you be or mandating ever a vaccine for COVID-19?
You have to make decisions based on data. We don't have that data right now. When we do, then we could address the decision.
So here, that's
not their decision, by the way, friends.
That the virus changes, the facts on the ground change, and we have to change with it. What about that argument?
Well, look, the fact that it's never changed is cloth masks don't work, okay? The KN95 may help you, but pretty much everything else is porous. It's like trying to stop mosquitoes, you know, with an open door. It's just not going to happen. So facts change, yes, but the facts are still the same as far as how these masks work. And the vaccine mandates, that's what Pelosi wants to do in the House. That's another reason we stood up. She said, you're going to wear these masks until everybody, 100%, is vaccinated. So I think vaccine mandates are wrong. I'm not anti-vax, I'm vaccine choice. I've got a bill that would prevent our soldiers from having this novel vaccine.
They don't need a bill.
Sir, thank you for your time. We'll
okay,
see you
so here. There's that, friends. I just want to say a couple things to what he said. There is no law. Did everybody hear that the first time? So I don't have to say this a million times. We don't need a bill to stop mandatory vaccinations because there's no law that gives them a delegated authority to mandate vaccines. Does everybody understand that? And I'm not condescending, friends. I just get tired of answering the same questions over and over and over again. And people try to figure out, Bradley, why are you hitting this again? Because this is the most important issue of the day right now. This is what needs to be addressed. This is what needs to be torn down. And there's enough people out there that are continuously zeroing in and going right after this false narrative and these propagandists and this criminal conspiracy for the very purpose of preservation of life. And as a preacher, friends, it's not just your life that I want to see preserved. I also want to see your soul preserved. And if your soul is preserved, guess what? You're not going to allow them to put a vaccination into your body. So your body is preserved. And so is your eternity. I'm trying to get both of them, okay? First the soul. I'm sorry. The soul, born again, right? And then the body. And that's what I'm trying to put into perspective for everybody that listens to the show. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what we're talking about right now, friends, is just this. When corruption in government attacks its own people, well, I've already covered that now. And that's what happens, okay? And if you can rest assured, this is going to be a game changer. Because now it's starting to hit home concerning those that serve we, the people. Okay? And it is going to be a game changer. You can mark my words on it, just like it was in Vietnam and on so many different issues. Hey, folks, you do understand, like, Obamacare, remember that? And I could go into that whole diatribe for the next 15 minutes as well. But we know that it went from Romney care to Obamacare to so on and so forth. And then, when Trump got in, then they called it the American Health Care Plan. They just changed the name, but they kept the bill all the way through. You know that all of that, it's socialism, by the way, but you know all of that doesn't apply to any of them, right? I just want to make sure everybody understands. See, that's what you're putting up with. Your said representatives are saying, you the people, you serfs, you work for me, and you do what I say. But it doesn't apply to me. In other words, do as I say, but don't do as I do. And that is, in fact, what is happening today in America. Oh, my goodness, friends, if the American people had an education of their history, they would not be putting up with even the smallest jot or tittle of the corruption that they are today. I'm going to go ahead and take on that of Susan in California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yes, hi, Bradley. Thank you for quoting scripture as much as you do. I really appreciate that. I have a couple concerns being from California. There's so much hypocrisy allowing all these illegal aliens to cross the border, the southern border in all the states. And who knows what they're bringing in, and they're not masked. And so I've heard, too, there's reports of abuse on these poor children. And why there aren't protests, if I logistically and physically could go down and protest this, I would. I just don't understand the complacency in many cases. Not everyone, of course.
Neither do I. Suzanne, this. I got a hard break coming up on us. Hold over with me. I'll pick you up again right on the other side of the break, okay? Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. Consumer prices, excluding the volatile food and energy components, soared well beyond the Federal Reserve's 2% target in the year to June,
reaching levels not seen since 1991 and reinforcing concerns about inflation. The so-called Core Personal Consumption Expenditure Price Index is the Fed's preferred method of gauging inflation, rose 3.5% in the 12 months to June. Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows says former President Trump's world is looking to move forward.
President Trump's endorsement not only has power, but it has unbelievable power, perhaps at historic levels. You know, we just recently got a poll back from both Texas and Arizona. Approval ratings for Donald Trump, 91%, 92%.
Audio courtesy of Newsmax. This is USA Radio News. Deputy Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre speaks to the spread of the Delta variant.
It spreads more than twice as easily from one person to another, and it's spreading rapidly. It is really just across the country, and that is just the fact.
The CDC, leading the fight against COVID-19, gave up a crucial surveillance tool tracking the effectiveness of vaccines just as a troublesome new variant of the virus was emerging. While the CDC stopped comprehensive tracking, what are known as vaccine breakthrough cases in May, the consequences of that choice are only now beginning to show. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is vowing he won't let grass grow under our feet as the department begins to implement the new vaccine and testing directives. The Defense Department must develop plans to make the vaccine mandatory for the military and set up new requirements for federal workers who will have to either attest to a COVID-19 vaccination or face frequent testing. This is USA Radio News.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Friends, I want you to go ahead and give us a call at any time. Stick to the topic, 1-866-582-9933. I am going to go ahead and take Suzanne back up from California. Suzanne, go ahead and finish that thought, please. Do we have Suzanne?
Hello?
Yep, I'm here, Suzanne. Go ahead and finish that thought, please.
Yeah, I'm just very concerned about all the migrants flooding our southern borders, and also that people don't at least educate and investigate the pros and cons before taking the jab, because if they would and listen to some of these vaccine experts, it's not even a vaccine, I understand, but that they wouldn't rush out and take the shot. I have a friend who lost her sister-in-law and her son-in-law just in the last 2 months after they took the shot.
Yeah, isn't it interesting, Suzanne, how they censor all of that information and they keep pushing it as if to suggest that this is the savior of mankind, when in fact it's doing just the exact opposite as to what it promises to do?
Exactly.
Yes.
It's really sad.
And it is.
In my world, 90% of my family and friends have already taken the shot. And I'm like ostracized. I can't go to parties. I can't go to their homes.
Where are you at? Suzanne, where are you at in California? We were just there 2 weeks ago.
Orange County.
Okay, so that's where we were. We were in San Diego, we were in Temecula, we were in Rancho Santa Fe, and we also went over to Huntington Beach to visit our friend Tony Roman from the Basilico restaurant, and I noticed nothing out of the ordinary. It seemed like everything was back to normal there. And can I suggest just one thing? Be encouraged, because the problem that they're having today, Suzanne, regardless of how many people you've seen taking the jab or have taken the jab, keep in mind, a majority of the American people haven't. That's why they're coming up with this Delta variant, because they're scared to death that the American people are going to figure out what's going on all over the country concerning literally millions of people in prospective countries defying government for this pandemic. So be encouraged. You're not alone. You're in the majority, not the minority. The mainstream media means to isolate you. They want to single you out. They want you to believe that you're the only ones, when in fact, you're a part of the majority of what's going on in this country right now, and you can see them acting out in such a fashion because of just the truth that I gave you.
Well, that's great news. But in my world, unfortunately, most people I know have taken it. So I feel like I am in the minority, but I'm happy to hear that I'm not.
Amen.
So thank you for sharing that. And thank you for your program. You're really bold for the Lord and for patriotism, and I just really respect you and your ministry. So God bless you.
Well, I'll take that, and I appreciate you too, ma'am. The fact of the matter is, if we could all stand together, we could put a stop to all of this real quick. And by the way, the world looks to the American people to stand up and be the light that God has called them to be. Put that up against Isaiah 51, verse 4, and we're talking about bringing that light that reproves and deals with the darkness. Ephesians 5:11, read that one as well. I'm going to go ahead and take Carol from North Carolina. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Carol?
Hey, Carol. Hey, your former caller. Just let her know I'm a former Orange County girl myself, but I'm in North Carolina.
Oh, Carol, but guess what? Can I just say one thing? I'm Bradley, not Carol. You just said, hey, Carol. So what's on your mind?
Okay, I just want anybody that knows anybody in North Carolina or anybody's in North Carolina, they are trying to force our local hospitals to take the vaccination or the jab, as I would say.
Yep.
There's going to be a huge rally tomorrow on Sunday at Freedom Park in Charlotte at 1 p.m. I need as many bodies in North Carolina that can get there, bring a sign. I made my sign today that says it's rebellion to tyrants is obedience to God.
Amen. Amen. That is our slogan, right? That is our slogan.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah, Freedom Park tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Charlotte. I need people there. And if you know anybody in North Carolina, call them, get them there.
I appreciate you, Carol. Very much. You keep it up, girl. We appreciate you, and we are in this together. And by the way, this is how we do it. One nation under God. I was thinking about some of the things Suzanne was saying out of California, and I just want to play this because most people, you know, they don't take the time to actually realize that this is coming straight from the horse's mouth. I want to play Bill Gates' vaccines are used for depopulation. I want you to hear what he has to say so you don't dare throw it in my face as if to suggest that I said it. No, I didn't say it. Billy Bob said it, and I want you to listen carefully.
Countries, it's less than one ton. It's an average of about 5 tons for everyone on the planet. And somehow we have to make changes that will bring that down to zero. It's been constantly going up. It's only various economic changes that have even flattened it at all. So we have to go from rapidly rising to falling and falling all the way to zero. This equation has four factors, a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. Now, that's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. Now, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Okay, so I just want to stop there. Because Billy said what Billy said. And I want you to keep in mind, friends, the internet, the big tech companies are censoring what I just played for you. This is why we download videos here at sonsoflibertymedia.com. Because we know that once the information gets out there, people are going to seek out the information they want to see for themselves. And what happens? Big tech companies come along, Google, Facebook, Twitter, And what do? They expunge the videos. They strike the videos. They censor the content. Because they don't want you to understand that the person that's setting the narrative on a global basis, Bill Gates, is the one that's calling for depopulation. And according to what Suzanne just told us from California, it's exactly what's happening, even, sad to say, within her own family. Because people are not paying attention. I want to play it one more time. If you're on a social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, or beforeitsnews.com, go to the left side of the page up on the top, and you can watch this. If not, you can hear this just as clearly as people can see it. Okay, let's go ahead and listen to Bill Gates say, again, if we do a really good job, he's talking about depopulation, if we do a really good job on what? Listen carefully.
Up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, health care, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Whoa.
But there we see an increase of about 1.3.
Whoa. So who said it, friends? Come on, let's say it all together. Bill Gates said it. If we do a really good job on vaccines, and by the way, when he's talking about health, he's talking about reproductive health. He's talking about that of Planned Parenthood. Keep in mind, Bill Gates' dad was a board member of Planned Parenthood. His daddy said that he basically developed his ideologies from that of Planned Parenthood. You're dealing with some sick-minded devils incarnate. I kid you negative. Look at how they act. Look at the fruit on the branches of these corrupt devils. What does Scripture tell us to do? Lay the axe to it. You know, can I just stop right there just for a moment? Isn't it interesting how people need to be entertained out of their freedoms? Tain derived from entertain means to stop from entering in. What am I talking about? They love to talk about all the branches on the tree. Like, for example, let's just go back over to, well, let's say Pelosi. How many times has she been busted in scandal? I can go to the Clintons. How many times has she been busted in scandal? And Bill. The Obamas. How many times have the both of them been busted in scandal? I just want to know. Okay? So we know that they're guilty is H-E double hockey sticks, and it's our job to drop the hammer of justice upon their heads. By doing what? Laying the axe to the root of the tree. But what do most Americans do? They get caught up in all the details of their crime. And you know why they do that? Because they don't want to deal with the ones that are responsible for the crime to bring about the resolve. They're going to go ahead and just let this pass over until it drops on their posterity. The worst of men. The worst of women. You know, put that up against Thomas Paine, one of our forefathers. This heroic soul said that if there's going to be trouble, let it come in my time, not in the time of my children. My objective here, friends, is like that of our forefathers. When you read the preamble to the United States Constitution, it starts out again with we the people of the United States. In order to form a more perfect union, what's the first thing they did? They established justice. By the way, what does justice do? It guards our freedoms, which, by the way, are being stripped away by a bunch of globalists that the American people all the well know who they are, what they're responsible for, but they do nothing but complain about the problem rather than deal with the people that are creating the problems. That's not what our forefathers did. Ensure domestic tranquility, peace within the gates, right? What do you call a police officer? A peace officer. What does he do? He enforces the law unto judgment to establish righteousness and peace within the gates. Amos 5:15. Go back to Isaiah 51, verse 4. The Lord's known by the judgments that he executes. Psalm 97, Jeremiah 9:24. The list goes on. Psalm 89, Psalm 9, verse 16 and 17. He's known by the judgments that he executes. Okay? Provide for the common defense, right? Keep in mind what you're tolerating today. These people are trying to disarm you when we have a Second Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which ensures that we are an armed people against the such. That's why our forefathers gave it unto us. And what was it all about? Well, for our welfare and the secure blessings to ourselves and to what? Our posterity. That's me and you. We owe it to our kids. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is conservative Arizona State Representative Anthony Kern. I recently attended the Take Back America tour hosted by nationally syndicated radio talk show personality Bradley Dean and was greatly encouraged by what I saw and heard. Bradley's combined message of faith and freedom is what America desperately needs to hear.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I wanted to highlight, Suzanne said a lot, and I wanted to highlight the importance of understanding what she's talking about over there in California. And what she's talking about is how all these illegals are coming into the United States of America. I just got a question for all of the worshipers of the last administration. What happened to that wall that was promised to be built? How come no one's talking about that? How come we've been hearing for six, 7 years now about all the illegals coming across the border? Because that wall was never built, that's why. The wall that was fixed and refurbished was wall that was broken down. You were lied to in a major way. Okay? And I also want to add to Suzanne's points that she was making with the illegals coming across into America, which is happening now. Folks, the reason that what you call the left is pulling in these illegals into America today is because they don't have the support that they want you to believe that they have. It's important that you understand that. Okay? It was just like what I said to Suzanne. You need to understand that you're in the majority, not in the minority, but the mainstream media has convinced her, and hopefully not, that she is isolated, that she's all alone in this. No, she's not. That's what you get when you listen to propagandists. You look at dictators of the past, the way that they rise in power is the people believing their deceptive lies. They're propagandists. Like in Adolf Hitler's case, Joseph Goebbels. He said, tell them a lie. Keep telling them it over and over and over again. Make it big. Sooner or later, they're going to believe it. Folks, that's how you're being overtaken, is because you're taking counsel from liars, propagandists. Ephesians 4:14. You're taking your counsel, which is the fruit of listening to the propagandist, fear, oppression. And what does that do? That fear paralyzes you. But I thought we were a people that don't take our counsels from our fears. We're not. 2 Timothy tells us that we have not been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Does it not? Yes, it does tell us that. And the fact of the matter is, again, we have to get back to that in the Word of God, because if we don't, we're going to succumb to the lies. Read 2 Timothy 1:7. Okay? 2 Timothy 1:7. Just wanted to confirm that one. Because, again, we haven't been given a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. But what I want you to hear is that, and I talked to my friends, I talked to both Delta Airline pilot and an American airline pilot. I wanted to confirm what I'm about to tell you concerning what it was that Suzanne was telling you about the illegals coming into America. Did you know that just recently, friends, we had Delta Airlines and American Airlines caught giving away free tickets to those in the Middle East to come into America. See, now, if they had the power that they claim that they have, then why do they continuously keep pulling these people in? It's the hand of God. I have said this so many times, but it is so blatantly obvious as to what's going on. God is in control of all things, friends. He beholds the good in the evil. He beholds the good in the evil. His eyes look to and fro upon the earth. Hey, folks, a sparrow will not fall to the ground without his notice. The hairs of your head are numbered. Why am I telling you that? Because this is perfect judgment. Nothing happens on this earth without his approval. And when he tells us in that of Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, I'm just going to go over there really quick because I want you to hear this, and then we'll move to the next point. When you go over the Deuteronomy 28, verse 63, what does it tell us? It tells us, and it shall come to pass that as the Lord rejoiced over you to do you good and to multiply you, this he has done, America, so the Lord will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and you shall be plucked from off the land whither thou goest to possess it. Also look at Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. 28, verse 43. And you're going to find out that the Lord means what he says. Because it's exactly what's happening right now in America when we're talking about all these people coming over into America. Hey, folks, I want to tell you something. If you're wondering why the kids have this attitude that something's owed to them, keep in mind this falls from their parents. Read Luke 7:35. Wisdom is justified by what? What is wisdom justified by? When you go to Luke 7:35, it tells us, again, just reconfirming everything that we're sharing with you even right now, it's justified by our children. If you're trying to figure out why they have the attitude that you owe them something, keep in mind the parents are the ones teaching them that. And let me take it a step further. If you feel that your freedoms are a given, you might want to go to Arlington Cemetery. You might want to go 1 Corinthians 2:14. You might want to go to the cross of Calvary to understand otherwise, because you have been deceived. If you want your freedoms, then you better fight for your freedoms, because nobody's going to do for you what you want them to do for you. Nope. If you're waiting for politicians to turn good and to fight on your behalf, we're corrupt. You know, I wonder if our wound isn't incurable, as it tells us in Scripture. But I'll tell you what, getting away from that, but premising it on what I just said, you better keep in mind, friends, you're on your own. You're on your own. Because nobody's going to do for you what God has commanded you to do for yourselves. Freedom is not free. Freedom was given through somebody's sacrifice, through somebody's fight, right? Through somebody's blood, through somebody's sacrifice. It's not just a given. It's not just a given. There's so many people in this country that thinks it's just going to, well, it's just all going to work itself out. Oh, it's going to work itself out, but I can tell you this right now. Go to Leviticus 26, start in verse 15, and you'll notice that things are getting worse and worse and worse and worse. And why? Because the Lord says you have despised in keeping my commandments and my statutes and my judgments. And it's also interesting, friends, now that I'm on that line, it's also interesting, those that call themselves Christians, you know, it just blows me away. I'm going to go over to Ezekiel 36 real quick. And I want you to hear this because this applies to all the people that call themselves Christians. You know, they say that they're born again, John 3:3. Well, what's the fruit of a Christian? What does the Lord say that he's going to do on the behalf of Christians? Well, he said he's going to take you out and he's going to sanctify you, right? That's a lifetime process. He's going to sanctify us. And he's going to sanctify us, and he's going to cleanse us from all defilement, right? And then what else is he going to do, friends? He said that I'm going to take you from among the heathen, the unsaved, and I'm going to gather you out of all countries and will bring you into your own land. The Lord's already done that through our forefathers. It's called the branch of righteousness through King David, okay? Then he said in verse 25, 36 of, I'm talking about 36th chapter of Ezekiel, verse 25, then I will sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean from all of your filthiness, from all of your idols will I cleanse you. And then he says, I will give you a new heart, and a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh. Now listen carefully as to what he promised to give us by the Holy Ghost. He said, and I will put my spirit within you. And what's the first thing he says? I will cause you to walk in my statutes. And then what did he say? And you shall keep my judgments and do them. Whoa! Whoa! So when they're born of the Spirit, that lines up perfectly in keeping his judgments. But first of all, his laws are written upon our hearts and our minds. And I find that in Isaiah 42:21, prophesying that of Christ who came in not to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law and then to establish the law. By grace are we saved through faith. Romans 3:31, Ephesians 2:8. Right? Then I think of Psalm 40, verse 7. And then I think of 8:10 of Hebrews. And then I think of 10:7 of Hebrews. And then I think of all the times that the Lord came in and said back over and over and over again to the Jews that were given the law, the oracles of God, Romans 3, what does the law say? What does the law say? Wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by faith. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, what does it tell us in Isaiah 8:20, friends? It is because there is no light in them. And how many people in America today profess to be Christians and yet there's no light in them? It's a lack of Christianity. Don't doubt what I'm telling you, friends. It's Scripture. And we need to hold the Scripture first and foremost. And we're called to go back to the old past, Jeremiah 6:16, not to take on the new. Got some phone calls coming up, 1-866-582-9933. I see you up there. I will get to you on the other side of this. By the way, we have hour two coming up. I have you for 2 hours today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hold up with me, callers. I'll pull you up on the other side, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.